Every week here on KNKX, we tell stories from around the Northwest on our show Sound Effect. That's where we get our next story. Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer can tell you more.
You're tuned to Sound Effect on KNKX. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and all of our stories this week touch on the idea of better late than never. So Washington State, of course, is named after founding father George Washington. But there's another George Washington, also a founding father, who settled in a little corner of the territory with his wife Mary Jane nearly 150 years ago. He created a town called Centerville, which was later changed to Centralia. Now, what makes Washington an unusual pioneer type is that he was African American. People in Centralia have long honored their unique founder, and now, 200 years after his birth, they want the rest of the world to give him the recognition he deserves, too. Brian Mitke is chairman of the city's Bicentennial Committee, and he told me about Washington's exceptional story.
So we're in George Washington Park now, a brick plaza by a American flag, and there is a big stone monument here. It's presented in 1976, and it tells the story of George Washington. It says George Washington, founder, first citizen, humanitarian. He was born in Virginia. His mom was white, and his dad was a black slave. His dad was sold right after George was born, and his mom just faced this heartbreaking choice. She knew that her son would certainly face a life of slavery, and so she gave him to a white couple named James and Anna Cochran to raise as their own. They went west of the American frontier, and George was raised as a pioneer man. He learned how to shoot and you know, skin game and sew his own clothes. And they ended up going to Missouri, and he became a young businessman, but he faced real racial obstacles. There are laws that prevented him from operating his business as a free man. He told his family, his white foster family, in 1850, he said, "I'm going west. If there is a decent place in this world, I'm going to find it." The reason he came to Centralia is it was far enough from the seat of territorial government in the Oregon Territory that he thought that he could sort of fly under the radar a little bit, have some land. And so he lived here in Centralia for the rest of his life, founded the town, became its leading citizen. And it's really exciting to be standing here in the park that he donated to the town that he founded. And we're actually going to work on putting a statue of him in. Actually, this is the first time I've seen it. That bench right there, can we go over and look at it?
Yeah, of course.
So this is really cool. One of our businessmen here, he donated this bench to us. It's a granite marble bench. And right here, we're going to put a statue of George Washington standing, his wife Mary Jane sitting, their dog smiling next to them. And then we're going to leave an open space here for anybody who wants to sit down and just sit with George and Mary Jane, because they were accessible people and, you know, can take a selfie with George and Mary Jane Washington. Things are moving. 200 years after George's birth, we're trying to honor him in a exciting way.
In the course of studying him and preparing for this bicentennial celebration and kind of getting to know him across the historical distance, have there been moments or things that you've learned, little bits or pieces that have made him kind of come alive in full color for you, have made him really like a human being and not like some historical figure in the dusty pages of a book?
Yeah, George had some sort of fever when he was in his 30s and he lost all his hair, so he was completely bald. And he would wear a brown wig as he walked through town, but on Sundays he would put on a black wig just to dress up a little bit more. And he would sing at the top of his voice as he walked through town. And one of his favorite songs is called Salem's Bright King. And he would just sing the top of his lungs. You could hear him from one end of Centerville to the other, is what they said. It's a very haunting, beautiful, old-time hymn that he had learned growing up from his foster parents.
Shall such a worthless worm as I, who sometimes am afraid to die, who sometimes am afraid to die, be found at thy right hand?
There's a story that he had some paper money at one time and some wind blew it into the fire as from an open window. And so he never trusted paper money after that. He only wanted hard currency coin. And so he took a bunch of money out of one of the local banks, and there's a story of him wheelbarrowing it down the road. And some say he buried it and it was never found. It's a good story. I don't know if it's true, but it's possible that there's buried treasure from the founder of Centralia still hidden somewhere in the town. I'd appreciate if people didn't come down here and start digging holes, but you never know.
So was he always a revered and popular figure? I mean, as when he was founding the town, what did the other settlers think of this African-American guy who had some means, who was the landlord around here?
In one case, a neighbor who had moved in, we're talking the 1850s before the Civil War, didn't like having his property butt up to a black man's property. So this gentleman set his fences back 6 feet so his fences wouldn't touch. So George, who was pretty even-tempered, but he wouldn't suffer fools, he moved his fences back 6 feet as well. So that 12-foot space between their fences became one of the early city streets. But a better story, I think, is someone moved into the lot next to him. This guy didn't want to live next to a black man either, so he put up a big wall or a big fence in between their properties. But quickly he got to know George, would go to visit him so often that he cut a hole in the wall so it was easier to visit his friend.
Can you say more about why you care so much about the legacy of this person and why you want other people to know about it? What does he mean to you personally?
He was the type of person I want to be. He had a saying that I want to do right by my fellow man, and if I do that, I'll always come out ahead. And he did. During this horrible recession of the 1890s, when people couldn't pay their bills, he said, "That's okay, I know you're good for it." And he would let bills go for years, and when they could pay, they did. One of the guys who had known George back in the 1890s lived into the 1970s, and so we have recordings of this guy saying, "George Washington was the best man I ever knew."
A lot of people owed him on property. He never closed in. He never hurt nobody. He would go to Portland and get food stuff and everything to help people out. Mm-hmm. I've seen some good people, but I'm never a better man than old George Washington.
Our town, you know, certainly isn't perfect, but we still know George, and we are excited to celebrate his memory and, you know, consider ourselves his heirs and part of his legacy. We're proud of that.
Alongside Brian Mitke on the Bicentennial Committee sits Pastor Alan Woods. That was his daughter, Shana, we heard singing that hymn. As we chat in George Washington Park with some fairly unsavory-looking dudes stalking around the trees, Woods confronts an unspoken part of this celebration. George Washington represents a Centralia before its current hard times.
You know, I think is what everyone see is so bad. I've been reading a lot of articles about the best places to live in Washington and the best states. And Washington State ranked number 5 as states to live in, while Centralia ranked number 2 in Washington State as the worst city to live in. But you know what, though? There's a lot of work that we can do to improve, you know, our community. And we're not going to do it by ignoring the problem. We face it head on and we move at it. And I think George Washington's story is the catalyst to bringing us to an understanding of the way things were and the way that they can be again.
So Centralia has its issues, right? But you feel like this has something to say about its issues today, even though this is a story, it's a 200-year-old story?
Yes, I think it's a positive issue. If you never understand what your problems are and where you are, then you'll never know where you need to go. So Centralia has an advantage because it's seen better times. So why not use that to say, hey, listen, we can continue in this.
The Bicentennial Committee is raising money through GoFundMe to pay for the statue. You can find out more at our website, knkxsoundeffect.org.
Of sovereign grace.